scripture reading for this morning is taken from Ephesians, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, 6th chapter, verses 10 through 12, if you want to look that up in your pew Bibles or in your own Bible, and follow along as I read it. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. This is a fourth sermon in the series that encourages us to be something. Remember, I said last time that being proceeds doing. We are something, and therefore, because we are something, we do something. In the last sermon, we were exhorted to be filled with the Spirit continually. That is closely related to what Paul is encouraging us to do or be in today's scripture. Be strong in the Lord. Paul writes this statement as a part of the armor of God description that Paul gives us to help defend ourselves and protect ourselves. And actually, that's one reason why we need to be strong in the Lord. We have enemies who want to defeat and destroy us. As Paul points out in his letter, however, our worst enemies are not people, not flesh and blood, as Paul puts it. Now, that might surprise us a little bit, because it seems like there are an awfully lot of evil people doing a lot of evil things in the world today. People that we know about personally. People who are horrible people. But we don't always see what is behind that. We don't always see what motivates people to do the things they do. I believe, for instance, that Adolf Hitler was possessed by the devils, by demons. I believe that that's what caused him to do the terrible, awful, horrible things that he did. Now, there have been others throughout history who have given themselves over to evil influences. And that's the key. People don't have to allow that to happen to them. We don't have to let the devil overcome us. We don't have to let the devil come into our lives. We don't have to let the devil cause us to stumble and fall, or any of the others that are with him. According to Paul, the real enemies of our lives are spiritual. They are, as he pointed out, the rulers, the authorities, the powers of the dark world, and the spiritual forces of evil. What Paul is describing here is a whole host of entities, spiritual entities, made up by the devil and those who are with him, those who are with him now, those who were all kicked out of heaven in the great rebellion that we read about in Revelation chapter 12. Those fallen angels made up about one-third of the heavenly host. And since we are told that there are an innumerable number of angels, we can see that there is a very formidable force arrayed against us. Therefore, we simply cannot afford to be weak when it comes to fighting spiritual battles and doing spiritual warfare. Or as Muhammad Ali, as we all know, would say, we'll get whooped every time. We also need to be strong in the Lord because it is not easy to live as a Christian in a fallen world. We will face troubles. We will face trials as a result of that. We will have temptations that will test us. Some of those difficulties are part of our everyday living. They happen to everyone. The rain falls on the just and on the unjust. Jesus said to us in the world, you will have tribulation. Tribulation simply means trouble, trials, difficulties. He says, you're going to have that. He doesn't say, if. He said, we will. And it's a matter of not if, but when. We'll all have something like that to deal with. But he also added, but be of good cheer. as we might say it today, cheer up. You don't have to let it get you down. You don't have to let it overcome you. Be of good cheer, Jesus said, because I have overcome it for you. I've overcome it for you. When Jesus died on the cross and rose again from the dead, He did more than provide for our eternal salvation. He also won a victory over us, or for us, I should say. He won a victory for us over sin and the devil and death itself. The victory has already been won. He won that victory on the cross. Jesus did it for us. He made it possible for us. We're no longer slaves to sin because of our nature. We have been given a new nature. We have a brand new nature because we are Christians. And if we sin, it is because we want to, not because we have to. Before, we had no choice, but now we do. Sometimes we choose to sin, but we don't have to, because Jesus has won that victory for us. At one time, we were under the influence of the devil and his evil dealings in the world. You know, the devil is called the god of this world, the one who rules this world. And we were a part of that world. We were in that world. We are of that world, but not anymore, no longer. We can resist the devil. We can tell the devil to take a hike. We can tell him he can't come in. We can shut the door in his face and say no. We don't have to allow him to push us around, because we have been won, because the victory has already been won by Jesus for us. We have to learn how to enter into that victory. As someone has expressed it, we can tell the devil that if he comes knocking, we're not going to open the door for him. We're not going to let him in. We can tell him to go away. Also, that part of us that is physical will someday die. Someday, and if the Lord does not return in our lifetime, that part of us may die, but we will go on and be with the Lord. Our spirit will go and be with the Lord. And someday, and this is a good thing to think about, someday we're even going to get a brand new body. That's good news, isn't it? I believe so. I know I'm looking forward to that. A brand new body. We are no longer under those curses, if you want to call them that, because Jesus has won the victory for us. Yet another reason that we need to be strong in the Lord is so that we are able to do the Lord's work. As long as we are content to live to ourselves and never seek in any way to reach out to our world and to other people, we may not experience a lot of hostility. We may not experience a lot of resistance or even opposition. But once we begin to stand up for our faith, once we begin to speak out for our faith, once we begin to live out in a radical way our Christian commitment, we may find that all hell will break loose. That's when we can take comfort in the fact that Jesus did not leave us alone to fight the battle alone. He did not leave us alone to fight the good fight. But He gave us the weapons that we need, not just to defend ourselves. I'm afraid that's what we have done too much in the church. Just defend ourselves. But He's given us the weapons that we might be able to go on the offense instead of always being on the defense. Christians need to turn the tables and go on that offense. You already know what the weapons are that we have been given to do just that. We have the name of Jesus, which gives us the authority to act in His behalf. We have the Word of God, which we are told is powerful in its effect. When we declare in the name of Jesus and speak the Word of God over something, we unleash a supernatural force. That force is stronger than anything that the devil can bring against us. Stronger than anything in this world. We also have the Holy Spirit, who enables us to do what some might even consider impossible. We are enabled by the Holy Spirit to do that. The Holy Spirit gives us the assurance that His presence will always be with us. Always will comfort us and strengthen us and help us. Jesus also told us that even though He went away, He will always be with us and that He will come back for us someday. That we can provide, He also provides the means by which we need to accomplish what He has given us. We have other weapons as well. We have our faith. We talked about that in Sunday school this morning. We have prayer. But what we need to realize is that God has not left us to cope all alone. When He tells us to do something, He also provides the means by which we can accomplish it. Now, the very important thing to remember, Paul did not say, be strong in your own strength and power. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We don't have to muster up some earthly form of power. What we must do is learn how to tap in to that spiritual power that God has made available to us through His Son Jesus. You know, there was always such a thing as atomic power available to us, but we didn't know that for a long, long time. And in order to be able to utilize that power, we had to harness it. We had to discover it, first of all, then we had to harness it. And that's what we did. Atomic power can always be either destructive or it can be constructive. It can be worthwhile. It can be helpful. As we saw in the last World War, it can also be very dangerous and very destructive. This kind of power, this type of power, was always available, but it had to be discovered and harnessed. The power of Almighty God far surpasses any and all earthly forms of power. Let me say that again. The power of Almighty God far surpasses any and all earthly power, any other forms of power. And that's what He has made available to us. When Jesus told His disciples that they would receive power from on high on the day of Pentecost, when He said, you're going to receive that power, He meant that God's unlimited power, His ability, and all of heaven's resources would be available to them to help them carry out what would be an enormous challenge, what would be some call an impossible mission. Today we face such challenges as well. We can't do it in our own strength. We can't do it in our own ability. Even if we put that all together, even if we pool that, we can't do it because it's too big of a job. It's too much for us to do alone. But God has not left us alone. Sometimes we act like we don't have what it takes to win the battles we face when Jesus has already won the war for us. Not just a battle. Jesus has won the war for us. How then do we plug into this force that Paul calls God's mighty power? How do we plug into that and use that, utilize that in our lives? To begin with, we must believe that it is real and that it is available to us personally and corporately as the church. The way we gain access to this power is through our faith. Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. The reason why this is a good fight is that in the end, we're going to win, my friends. We're not going to lose. We're going to win. It's a good fight of faith. It's a fight that's good to fight. The spiritual weapons of our faith in Jesus Christ are emphasized in the words of Martin Luther's majestic hymn, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Did we in our own strength confide, our strength would be losing. We're not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing. Don't ask who that might be. Christ Jesus, it is He. Lord Sabbath is His name. From age to age the same. And He must win the battle. And He has won the battle. He has won the war, but not for himself. He has won that for you and for me. And we can live in that victory. We can walk in that victory. We can be overcomers, as the Lord has said he wants us to be. Because Jesus lives, we shall live also. More than that, we can be strong and not weak. We can stand up and fight and not run away and hide. We have what it takes to do it. Why? Because we have Jesus. We have Jesus. We have Jesus in our lives. He is in us, he is with us, and he is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? That doesn't mean there won't be some against us. That means they pale in the insignificance in the light of what God has already given us and what he provides for us. We have what it takes to do it because we have Jesus, and he's already done it for us. Now we have to believe, and we have to live like we believe it. That's not always easy, but neither is it impossible. Be strong in the Lord. In these days, my friend, in the time in which we live, we need, as Christians, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And the wonderful part about it, the good news is, we can be. You, me, all of us. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for your promise. It's a wonderful promise that you will provide us with all that we have need of. You will meet our needs. You will provide strength. You will provide hope. You will provide help. And we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus, who has already won the victory and calls us to come to him and share that victory in our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.